Hello, this is Associate Pastor Melissa Logsdon with today's scripture passage from Acts 18. A little side note first. The Paul mentioned in this passage is the same person who also goes by the name Saul. A Jew, a Pharisee, once a persecutor of those that followed the way of Jesus, and then became a follower of the way of Jesus. Like many Jews of that era, he sometimes goes by his Jewish name, Saul, which is the name Jesus called him by when he spoke to him on the road in the bright light, and other times by the name Paul, which is the name he used with Greek-speaking Jews and Gentiles. And now, Acts 18, verses 1 through 4, 9 and 10, and 24 through 28. After this, Paul left Athens and went to Corinth. There he found a Jew named Aquila, a native of Pontus. He had recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla because Claudius had ordered all Jews to leave Rome. Paul visited with them. Because they practiced the same trade, he stayed and worked with them. They all worked with leather. Every Sabbath, he interacted with people in the synagogue, trying to convince both Jews and Greeks. One night, the Lord said to Paul in a vision, "Don't be afraid. Continue speaking. Don't be silent. I'm with you, and no one who attacks you will harm you, for I have many people in this city." Meanwhile, a certain Jew named Apollos arrived in Ephesus. He was a native of Alexandria and was well educated and effective in his use of the scriptures. He had been instructed in the way of the Lord and spoke as one stirred up by the Spirit. He taught accurately the things about Jesus, even though he was aware only of the baptism John proclaimed and practiced. He began speaking with confidence in the synagogue. When Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they received him into their circle of friends and explained to him God's way more accurately. When he wanted to travel to Achaia, the brothers and sisters encouraged him and wrote to the disciples so they would open their homes to him. Once he arrived, he was of great help to those who had come to believe through grace. He would vigorously defeat Jewish arguments in public debate, using the scriptures to prove that Jesus was the Messiah.